再来第二个，我们讲到恩慈的对象。
And now point two, we like to discuss the recipient of our
kindness. 如果今天问你们说，你们要对谁恩慈？
If today I ask you, who do you show kindness to?
我想很多人都会说，啊，对于神所爱的人要恩慈。
Many of us may respond with, we should show kindness to those who love God.
包括我们所爱的。
And those God who God loves.
包括那些对我们和善爱我们的。
As well as those who are nice to us and those who love us.
可是圣经怎么说呢？
But what does the Bible tell us?
那小弟再问一次，我们该对谁恩慈？
Let me ask you once again, who should we show kindness to?
我们该提供给谁他所需要的？
Who should we provide then for them? Who should we provide their needs?
我们来看路加福音六章三十二到三十六。
Let us read Luke chapter 6, verse 32 to 36.
路加福音六章三十二到三十六。
Luke chapter 6, verse 32 to 36. Verse 32. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful.
这个大家都看得懂，恩慈是要对这种人啊。
So I'm sure you'll understand this passage. This
is whom
we should
show kindness to.
What is kindness?
宁愿被人家亏负，反而祝福他。
That is, you would more be willing to be cheated and bless that person.
你甚至要对那压迫你的人、扯你后腿的人、对你有敌意的人，要提供他给他所需要的。
In fact, you should provide the needs of those who hold you back, who hold enmity against you.
刚才我们看到了那个三十五节了，前面三十五节。
And we read just now verse 35.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
这里说他恩待那忘恩和作恶的，恩待的原文就是恩慈对待。
Here says love your enemies. Of he is kind to the ungrateful. This kind is kind.
因为神自己就这么做了。
Because this is how was what God does.
他不只是让这些相信他、爱他的人得到他的恩慈。
Not only does he allow those who believe him and love him to receive his kindness.
那些背逆他、得罪他的，一样有恩慈。
Those who rebel against him, who sin against him, can still receive this kindness.
我们来看哥林多前书六章六节七节。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 6 and 7.
哥林多前书六章六节七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 6 and 7, verse 6. But a believer goes to court against a believer, and before unbelievers at that. In fact, to have lawsuits at all with one another is already a defeat for you. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be defrauded?
保罗在提醒我们，为什么不愿意？不情愿受欺，不情愿吃亏呢？
Here Paul reminds us why is it we would not rather be wronged?
圣灵不希望我们犯大错。
The Holy Spirit doesn't want us to make grave mistakes.
我知道有些同龄跟弟兄姐妹到教会来啊，也很讲究一件事。
And I know that many brothers and sisters, when you come to church, they also place a heavy importance on something.
就是希望来能够看到公平，看到合理。
But they, when they come to church, they hope to see things that are fair and that everything is
reasonable. 所以对教会做的某些决定啊，老是用公平跟合不合理在看待。
And therefore, they will judge the things happening at church and the decisions made by the church by whether or not it is fair and whether or not it is reasonable.
为什么教会对那些人可以这样安排，我就没有呢？
Why is it that the church arranges something for these people, but I don't get it?
教会对他们这样子，也要对我这样啊。
If the church treats them like this, then the church should treat me like this.
各位，如果我们到神的教会来，只讲求公平跟合理。
Everyone, if you come to the church of God and all you seek is fairness and reasonable, then you will not see the grace of God.
我们今天到神的面前来啊，要求的不是合理。
Today, when we come before the Lord, we do not ask for what is reasonable.
而是真理。
But the truth.
我们来寻求的不是合理。
What we seek is not what is reasonable.
什么叫做不合理？
And what is unreasonable or illogical?
耶稣说啊，打你的右脸、左脸，让他打，这个合理吗
？Jesus said, if someone slaps you on your left cheek, you have to turn your right for them as well.
抢了你的外衣、眼里也给他，这个合理吗
？If they take your outer coat, you need to give them your inner coat. Is that logical?
要为你的仇敌，要为他代祷，合理吗
？To pray for your enemies, is this logical or reasonable?
咒骂你跟你家人的，你要祝福他，合理吗？
And those who curse you and your family, you need to bless them. How is that reasonable or logical?
亏待你、误解你啦，你还要心甘情愿，合理吗
？Those who have misunderstood you and wronged you, and you need to take it willingly. Is that logical or reasonable?
就是因为我们搞不清楚这个，常常要教会要处理，教会要处理，教会要处理，不然不公平、不合理，对不对？
It is because we have this misunderstanding. That is why we often want the church to deal with certain matters and make it fair.
不对啊，各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters, that's not correct.
我相信你们真的是神所爱的。
I truly believe you are all loved by God.
所以当你在教会里面看到这么多不合理的时候，你要安安静静的啊。
So when you come to church, you see all these unfairness and illogical things, you should be quiet.
你要为长执代祷。
Need to pray for the ministers.
为负责人代祷。
Pray for the church council.
为你觉得不公平、不合理的事情，求神纪念、求神赦免。
And pray and ask God to bless and remember the things that you find is unreasonable or unfair.
因为你这样做就是情愿吃亏。
Because if you do so, then you rather be wronged and be defrauded.
你私底下才会得到神大大的祝福啊，知道吗
？Then you will be blessed in secret by the Lord, greatly blessed.
这是什么？这是恩慈哎。
What is this? This is kindness.
恩慈不是只提供那些对我们好的耶。
Kindness is not just providing for those who are good to us.
恩慈是，你知道这个时候他需要代祷了，需要祝福了。
Kindness is when you know at this time this person needs your prayer.
那些你不喜欢的人
，those who you do not like，
你要这样对他们呢、啊、
？You need to treat them as so.
最后，我们再来看恩慈，还有一个对象，你需要恩慈对待他。
Lastly, the last recipient of our kindness.
我们来看以弗所书四章三十节到三十二。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30 to 32.
以弗所书四章三十节到三十二节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30 to 32.Verse 30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you.
这里告诉我们哈，恩最后一节以恩慈相待。
Here it says, last verse here, 32, be kind to one another.
怜悯的心彼此饶恕。
Tender-hearted, forgiving one another.
所以什么是恩慈
？So what is kindness?
一定要记住，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕。
You must remember, it's to be tender-hearted and forgiving one another.
我们需要饶恕什么人？你们知道吗
？What kind of people do we need to forgive? Do you know?
我们需要饶恕那得罪我们、伤害过我们的人。
We need to forgive those who have wronged us, those who have hurt us.
可是最大的问题在哪里？我想你们都知道。
But I'm sure where the greatest problem lies, you all know.
得罪我们的人啊，他可能从来不觉得他需要被我们饶恕。
Those who have wronged us, perhaps they do not feel that they need to be forgiven.
他可能还觉得啊，是他要来饶恕我们。
In fact, they may even think that they're the ones that need to forgive you.
大家晓得小弟在讲什么吗
？Do you know what I'm trying to say?
伤害过你的人啊，他不觉得需要你饶恕，搞不好他还觉得他需要饶恕你啊。
The person who has hurt you, they do not feel the need of you to forgive them. Rather, they feel they need to forgive you.
好了，超过一点时间，最后这个讲完就好了。
So I've just gone over time, so I just want to finish the last point.
重点不在于伤害或得罪你的人，他自己有没有意识到他需要被饶恕，重点不在这里。
The main point is not whether the person that have hurt you, that if they acknowledge or if they know that they need forgiveness.
而是在神的眼中跟我们的心中，我们知道。
But rather, in God's eyes and in our hearts, we know.
神与我们的心同证啊。
The God's heart and our hearts, they testify to
one another. 我们此时应该提供给他的，就是我们内心里的饶恕。
What we need to provide to them at the moment is our forgiveness.
我举一个例子哈。
One example.
那个我们都养过小孩子嘛。
We have all reared children.
有时候你觉得那个外面起风啦。
Sometimes we can see it's
windy outside. 温度降低啦。
Or windy outside, or it's a bit colder outside.
你们会不会教孩子多搭一件衣服啊？
Will you not remind your child to put on a jacket?
对不对？
Right.
结果那个孩子哈，他就说我不要。
And the child will reply, I don't need it.
我不能。
I'm not cold.
跑来跑去的，我不能，我不要。
They'll run around and they'll say, I'm not cold, I don't need it.
哎，结果明明这里都已经挂了两行的河流了。
But you can see it's not dripping down from their nose.
然后在那边打喷嚏了，他还觉得他不能，他不要。
And you can see that they're sneezing, but they still insist they do not need it, and they're not cold.
可是你当父母、当爷爷奶奶的，你就知道他需要嘛，对不对？
But as parents, as grandparents, we know they need it.
在孩子还没有要求之前，
before the child even requests,
甚至他自己都觉得不需要的时候。
Even under circumstances where they don't need it,
我们已经准备好要供给给他了。
Where they don't feel they don't need it,
提醒他多穿件衣服。
We are ready to give to them.
提醒他去喝一点热的。
To put on clothes, to drink warm water.
这个就是我们对于孩子的恩慈啊。
This is our kindness towards our children.
各位小弟讲这个就是说，这不是小孩子哎，我们人跟人之间常常这样子啊。
So what I want to say is this is not just with children, but among us, our own interactions.
我们以为对方要提出要求，我们才提供。
We feel like other people need to make requests, then we will provide and fulfill their needs.
对方自己都觉得不需要了，我那么多事干嘛？
But if that other person doesn't even realize they need it, why should I be go to all the trouble?
不对的。
But that is not right.
因为很多人需要我们在心里面去饶恕他。
Because a lot of people require forgiveness deep from our hearts.
你要知道为什么他讲话会伤害到你。
You need to think about why is it that their words hurt you?
为什么他做了一些事情你觉得会得罪你？
Why is it that they do things that wrong you?
因为从你的角度看他的灵性不够完全吗？
Because from your perspective, their spiritual life is not mature enough.
他该好好讲的时候他不好好讲。
They don't speak nicely when they should.
他应该这么做的时候他不这么做。
And they don't do what they need to or should do.
他不该讲的时候他讲。
And yet they say things that they shouldn't say.
这不就是软弱不完全吗？
Isn't that because they're weak and they're imperfect?
在灵性上软弱不完全，不正需要你去饶恕他吗？
And because he is imperfect and weak in his spiritual life, therefore we need to.
如果弟兄姐妹你能够体会到这一点呢，代表你在灵性上已经比对方更长进了。
If brothers and sisters, you can understand this, then that means you are already more mature in your spiritual life than the other person.
他都不觉得需要你饶恕他，你心里面就默默饶恕他的时候，你的灵性已经比他更，这样知道了吗？
When you silently forgive them from your heart, even when they don't realize they need it, then your spiritual life is already more mature.
小弟以前说啊，你们要不要互相谈一下，彼此饶恕？
And so, before I've mentioned, should we talk about forgiving one another?
很多人跟我讲一句话。
And I get a lot of replies like this.
可以啊。
Sure.
他先要来跟我表示一下。
Make sure that they come to me first to acknowledge their mistake.
你们知道表示是什么意思吗？
Do you know what they mean by acknowledgement?
先要知道自己做错了，说错了。
They want the other party to know that they have done something wrong.
如果我们的饶恕只提供给那一种愿意认错，或来跟我们表示一下的人的时候
，If we are only willing to provide our forgiveness to those who have acknowledged their wrong and apologized to us，
我们绝对是不及格的基督徒，绝对不及格。
Then we have failed as Christians, completely failed。
我们要主动提供一切的饶恕，即使对方都不知道自己说错做错了。
We must actively give our forgiveness and give them our forgiveness from our heart, even if they don't realize they need it.
所以大家要记住，你要提对恩慈的提供饶恕的对象是什么
？So let me remind you all, who are the
不是那灵性比你差的
，not those who are more less mature than you in spiritual life.
不是那比你可怜的
，not those who are more pitiful than you.
不是那比你软弱的
，not those who are weaker than you.
来，你们要饶恕的对象，现在要记起来哦。
So remember those who
是旁边那些能力比你强的。
It is those who have more gifts.
口才比你好的。
Those who are more eloquent than you.
比你更有名望的。
Those who have more status and
比你更有职分的。
Those who have higher position than you.
比你更有年纪的。
Those who are older than you.
比你更有经验的
Those who are more experienced
家庭比你更幸福的
People who have more happier home
个性比你更强的
People who have personality stronger than you.
有时候传道讲相反的吧，是那些人要饶恕我跟怜悯我才对啊。
You may think, preacher, I think you're talking the wrong way round. It should be those who forgive me.
不对啊。
No.
是你要去恩慈对待他们，要饶恕他们。
You must show kindness to them and forgive them.
你如果这样做，就有基督的荣耀了。
If you do this, then you have the glory of Christ.
身上就有基督的馨香之气了。
And you have the sweet aroma of Jesus Christ on you.
所以小弟站在这里，我最需要你们恩慈对待我，饶恕我。
So standing here, I am the one in most need of your kindness.
因为我超过时间十分钟以上了啊。
Because I've gone over time by over 10 minutes.
好，我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
赞美诗218首。
Hymn 218.